Chapter 27. Inspector Cranium and Dr. Maniac led the way to the Menace's mansion on the other side of the park. The rest of the villains scattered. We walked in silence past the rides and games and empty restaurants, all colorless and gray. Did I feel tense? 3 guesses. My throat was so tight, I could barely swallow. My heart fluttered as if I had a flock of birds in my chest. Were we walking into a trap? Could we really be brave enough to stare down the Menace? A group of horrors were huddled near a line of tall trees. They stopped talking and turned to watch us as we passed. "I thought the Horrorland horrors were on our side," Matt said to Cranium. "I thought Ned ordered them to protect us. What are they doing here in Panic Park?" "These horrors work for Byron," Cranium replied. "He brought them here."
"Dangerous fellows,"
Maniac added.
"They're not human. They'll do anything, like me."
No one else laughed. We stepped into the shadow of the tall mansion. Crows cawed, circling the tower roofs. 4 shadow people stood stiff and alert at the top of the front stairs. Guards. "Follow us," Cranium said. "There's a door at the side. It isn't guarded. You can sneak in there. The Menace's study is just down the hall." My bracelet began to tingle. The heat burned my wrist. I knew my fear level had to be up near the top of the meter. Did everyone else feel as afraid as I did? If so, we were doomed to fail. How could we show the Menace that we weren't afraid of him if we were all shaking like leaves? We pressed ourselves close to the stone wall and crept to the side entrance. A black door hidden by a low arch. The door had no handle or knob. "How do we open it?" Carly Beth whispered. "Maybe I can use my key card," Matt said. He reached into his jeans pocket. He searched all his pockets. "Oh, wow," he muttered. "It's gone. I must have left it in that elevator." "No problem," Cranium answered. "I have some useful brain powers." He stared hard at the door and concentrated. After a few seconds, the door slowly swung open. "Quickly, quickly!" Cranium motioned us inside. "Are you coming with us?" I whispered. "We can't," Cranium replied. "If he sees us, he'll know something is up. You're on your own."
"Don't blow it,"
Maniac cried. "Remember, no fear," Cranium whispered. "Stare him down. Make the fear meter sink lower and lower." We made our way into the house. I gazed around. We stood in a long, dark hallway. The walls were solid black. The ceiling was low. I saw narrow doorways along the hall. The doors were all closed. We began to walk. The carpet beneath our shoes was thick. We moved silently. Matt led the way. His hands were balled into tight fists at his sides. Michael walked behind him, his eyes narrowed, his whole body tense. On the back of his head, his monster face drooled down his shirt. Abby and Julie walked together, hugging themselves to stop their trembling. The 2 shadows, Carly Beth and Billy, floated behind them. The rest of us followed, moving silently, our eyes alert, hearts pounding. We turned a corner. The next hall was also empty. Large black and white portraits lined the walls. Portraits of the Menace. Dozens of them. Their eyes seemed to follow us as we crept silently past. Matt raised a hand, signaling us to stop. I saw an open door at the corner. The first open door. The lights on. Someone behind the door. We pushed a little closer. I sucked in my breath when I realized we were staring at the Menace. Luke grabbed my arm. Everyone froze. My bracelet burned a ring of pain into my wrist. The Menace sat behind a big black desk. His study. He leaned over an open book. His black hair fell over his forehead as he read. I forced myself to breathe. My legs were trembling. How could I be brave? How could any of us be brave in the face of so much evil? Matt waved us forward. We shuffled slowly toward the study door. This was it, I knew. This was the moment, our last chance. Would we fail? Would we survive? Moving together, we stepped up to the doorway. And Byron burst out of the study into the doorway. He stretched his arms straight out to block our way.
"Sorry, guys,"
he said.
"Visiting hours are on Tuesdays."